USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour hearing yesterday, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee is expected now to vote today on two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one accusing him of abusing the power of the presidency and the other obstruction of Congress. Republicans like Ranking Member Doug Collins were outraged when Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler abruptly changed plans last night when a committee vote was expected, but instead he recessed the meeting till morning.
This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever. And if the American people wonder about this impeachment anymore, they don't have to wonder anymore.
Nadler claiming he wanted to give members time to, quote, search their conscience. The death toll from a New Zealand volcano eruption earlier this week now up to 16. Two more victims hospitalized died yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The United States Naval Academy will be honoring three victims of the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Base shooting during this weekend's Army-Navy football game. Midshipmen players will wear red, white, and blue ribbons pinned to their lapels or memorial patches to show respect for the three who died when a Saudi airman shot them in a classroom last week at the Naval Aviation School's command in Florida. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to start a months-long process of creating a three-digit phone number to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It would be 988. FCC Chair Ajit Pai says,
I believe 988 could help. It has an echo of 911, a number we all know. An awareness of this resource should make a real difference when those in crisis need a lifeline.
The existing hotline's current number is 1-800-273-TALK. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Federal workers get a new perk. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
President Trump is touting the passage of 12 weeks paid family leave for all federal employees.
We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically, they show statistically it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that.
The president speaking at the White House Child Care and Family Leave Summit, hosted by his daughter Ivanka Trump on Thursday.
In some entertainment news, singer Taylor Swift has been named Billboard's first Woman of the Decade. Billboard recognizing Swift during an annual Women in Music event last night in Los Angeles. The award was an early birthday present for the pop superstar. She turns 30 today. Swift has earned five number one albums and countless accolades since 2010 when she burst on the scene. And for those of you who are a little superstitious, today is Friday the 13th. It also happens to be the second Friday the 13th this year. It was separated by 13 weeks. And for the record, the next Friday the 13th will happen exactly 13 weeks from now in March. There's always at least one Friday the 13th each year. And any month that begins on a Sunday has one. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.